Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 17th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most intriguing developments in the world of technology. From advancements in AI and software ecosystems to groundbreaking research in battery technology and quantum computing, we've got a lot to cover. So let's get started. First up, a major milestone in software development as Effect 3.0 launches, marking the first stable release of the Effect ecosystem. After 5 years of development, this TypeScript library is tackling some of the most common challenges in production-grade software, including error management and data modeling. With backing from Effectful Technologies, Inc., the library not only enhances code quality, but also simplifies complex tasks like HTTP calls and data validation. It's open source under the MIT license and is steering towards further innovations with plans for the Effect cluster. Switching gears to the world of programming languages, the Ruby community has introduced Prism, a new parser with the release of Ruby 3.3.0. Developed in collaboration with Shopify and Kruby core contributors, Prism aims to become the definitive Ruby parser API. It promises error tolerance and portability, setting a clear path for future enhancements and potentially improving error messages and code navigation across the Ruby ecosystem. In the realm of hardware, there's exciting news from a team of European researchers who have developed a new charging algorithm for lithium-ion batteries. This innovation could double the lifespan of these batteries by promoting a more even distribution of lithium ions, which is crucial for applications in electric vehicles and electronic devices. The new charging protocol maintains 80% capacity retention, marking a significant leap forward in battery technology. From the depths of the ocean, we explore the critical role of the seafaring industry in maintaining the internet's backbone. The crew of the OceanLink cable maintenance ship recently navigated challenging conditions off the coast of Japan to repair a vital underwater cable. This story not only highlights the expertise of these crews, but also underscores the importance of this industry in keeping global connectivity robust. Turning to the impact of AI and media, we celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Stratechery, a pioneer of the paid newsletter model. The blog's evolution and the broader influence of AI in media remind us of the significant control and influence that individual creators can wield in today's digital landscape, especially when enhanced by AI technologies. On a related note, the cryptographic research community is abuzz with the development of a new quantum algorithm by Yaile Chen. This algorithm, which efficiently tackles the shortest independent vector problem, could potentially shake up the security of current cryptographic schemes, highlighting the ongoing battle against quantum threats. Apple is set to enhance user privacy with on-device AI features in the upcoming iOS 18. These features, processed directly on devices, aim to keep user data private while still offering advanced AI capabilities. This move is part of a broader trend towards enhancing user privacy in the digital age. In the open source community, there's a growing concern over security as recent attacks target project maintainers. Groups like the OpenJS Foundation and Open Source Security Foundation are urging the community to be vigilant and are pushing for enhanced security measures to protect against these threats. Lastly, we touch on the resurgence of Neopets, a virtual gaming world that's making a comeback. With new management and community-focused initiatives, Neopets is aiming to regain its former glory and explore new avenues like trading card games and branded merchandise. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. We've covered a wide range of topics, from software development and battery technology to AI advancements and the enduring charm of virtual worlds. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with more tech news tomorrow. Stay curious and informed.